the Armenian American community is welcoming President Biden's use of the term genocide to describe the 1915 slaughter of Armenians by Ottoman forces. Reporter Aaron Schrank spent time at rallies and vigils in Los Angeles, home to the largest Armenian community in the U.S., and brings us this report.
Every April 24th, Armenian Americans visit a 75-foot-tall concrete monument in Montebello, east of L.A., for a prayer vigil to remember the lives lost in the 1915 genocide. Carmen Liberidian has been coming to this vigil for decades.
We've been waiting a long time, and everyone's trying to get their justice, you know? And Armenians have never gotten it.
The memorial was the first of its kind outside of Armenia when it was built. Liberidian says the vigil feels different this year. After Biden's announcement, the usually somber mood is tinged with relief, even celebration.
This is a great step, okay? A little late for what happened to us, but thank you, Biden.
The vigil is hosted by Armenian clergy, who issue prayers of intercession for the departed souls of their ancestors. Havnin Derderian, Archbishop of the Armenian Apostolic Church's Western Diocese, says Biden's action honors their memory.
It is vital that historical facts are recorded justly because generations will learn from the history so that genocide is never repeated again.
As sacred hymns are sung, families lay flowers and wreaths at the center of the memorial. Most historians view the massacres and displacements of Armenians by Turkish-led Ottoman forces as the first genocide of the 20th century. An estimated 1.5 million people were killed. The government of Turkey denies the genocide label and says the deaths were the result of widespread regional conflict. 30 countries have acknowledged the genocide, but no U.S. president had formally done it until now.
This recognition of the genocide today is the result of the tireless advocacy of our community over generations and generations.
I met Alex Galitsky outside L.A.'s Turkish consulate, where about 1,000 were gathered for an annual march. He's with the Armenian National Committee of America, which has pushed for the recognition. While Turkish officials rejected Biden's declaration, organizers still hope the symbolic move could eventually force Turkey's leaders to acknowledge this history.
Turkey must pay! Turkey will pay!
Sophia Armin is among the crowd at the consulate. She's the descendant of 8 genocide survivors. Armin carries with her a copy of an old family photograph. There are 10 faces in it. 5 of them are encircled in red. These are her family members who didn't survive. She's thinking about them today and the resilience of her people.
Armenians have been fighting for not only Armenian genocide recognition, but our next steps, reparations, return, and full reconciliation for decades.
And now, Armin and others hope they can move on to those next steps. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schrank in Los Angeles.